93 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, it's 823. So we were just having a discussion about JP's daughter, Isabella, who is going to start a new activity.
She signed up. She signed up for softball.
It doesn't sound like the worst thing in the world, but you think it's a terrible thing.
I'm happy that she's picked a sport that she's right now. The two of them are doing karate.
Okay.
And Isabella, she's got her first test today. They both had their first test today to go to yellow belt.
All right.
She's loving it.
Good.
And she's been wanting to do softball, and I've done everything I can in my power to try and talk her out of softball, because for me, that's painful. Right? So I offered her money to not play softball. And she didn't buy it.
How much?
I offered her some money. Don't worry about it.
Why is that worse than any other activity? They're all the activities are pretty much the same.
I would rather her join dance and have to do one recital once a year for 3.5 to 4 hours is better than week in, week out of little kid softball. I would take that one recital any day of the week than have to watch kids softball. It's baseball for girls.
You should go to practice in a game a week?
Dude, I talked Joseph out of playing Little League baseball for a reason. This is baseball
for
girls.
Why? They have talent in that area. Why don't you encourage them if they're interested? Encourage them to move along. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. It matters if they like it.
I am encouraging her to do stuff. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want her to go down the softball road. And it doesn't make me a bad father. It does. Stop it.
Because you tried to bribe her with
it
money.
It doesn't make me a bad father. I just know what it's going to be like.
You won't even mention the amount. You're so embarrassed by the idea.
I'm not embarrassed
by the idea.
Because
you know it's wrong.
Dude, if I was embarrassed by the idea, I wouldn't have shared it with you guys. I would have held on to it.
I wonder why you won't share the amount. Was it $10 or was it like $1,000?
It wasn't $1,000, and it definitely wasn't $10.
Yeah, it was $100. Mm. Yeah, thought so. To an 8-year-old, that's like the world. And she still wouldn't do it.
And she turned it
down.
So
now you know how much she wants to play.
I know. She's wanted to play a million things.
Right. So say she goes and plays and she's good at it. Won't that make you proud and happy as a father?
I still have to sit there and watch those games.
Right.
Parents.
Right.
Yelling, screaming, coaching. This one sucks. That one sucks. Yeah, listen. I know.
It's the same as soccer.
I know. Yeah, but it's
same
soccer.
Parents,
on
same
soccer,
yelling.
On soccer, I'm on the other side of the field. I don't got to listen to nothing.
Oh, I see.
I'm on the
so she can only do things that
I'm on the
you
coach. No, I didn't say that. I didn't
coaching?
Say that. If she wanted, like I said, if she wanted to go play lacrosse, I'd be like, I'm all in. Yeah. I'll go watch you play lacrosse.
How about girls basketball?
No.
I don't understand the difference.
Because basketball sucks.
You don't play lacrosse?
I don't play lacrosse.
You don't
but
play
I can,
basketball.
But I, can wa- but I can watch lacrosse. Basketball bores me.
So it is only about what is good for you to go and you to go watch and what you want her to do.
Listen,
it's not about your 8-year-old daughter.
There's going to be a lot of time. Practice is 3 days a week plus games. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of watching.
It doesn't benefit you. That's why.
It's not that it doesn't benefit me.
Yes,
my kid
is.
Being happy benefits me.
Soccer benefits your ego. Her cooking benefits your belly.
Soccer doesn't
admit
benefit.
It.
Soccer. If Joseph decided to walk away from soccer now, mm-hmm. I would let him do it in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. If he wanted to go play football, he wanted to go play lacrosse, he wanted to go play roller hockey, ice hockey, whatever it is, mm-hmm. knock yourself out. If Isabella
what about
told
Isabella?
Me, she, if Isabella told me she wanted to go play ice hockey, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
It's softball.
Why? You're going to watch 3 practices a week, and one of them is going to be at 5:00 in the morning.
It's so
on Saturday.
But that's an enjoyable game to watch.
Uh huh.
Softball.
You.
Like I can't even watch professional baseball unless it's the Yankees.
Rich is shaking his head. He's like, he's got to talk
because you talked your son out of playing Little League. You're talking your daughter out of playing softball.
It didn't take I'm not talking my daughter out of playing softball. She
You bribed her with at least $100.
And she didn't take it.
But you bribed. The point is you did it.
I did it. Yeah. Listen, we've all
And you mentioned every other sport.
I know everything.
But the ones you don't want to see.
Right.
Right.
It's all about what feeds you.
It's not about what feeds me.
You
I know
just
how many
that.
Hours I got to sit there and watch this nonsense.
As much as you love soccer, I hate soccer.
That's fine.
I'm not going to pretend to like it. If my son wanted to join soccer and he was passionate about it and he wanted to do it, I would sit there and I'd
but
watch
before
him do it.
He,
encourage
listen,
I'm a good father.
I am going to sit there and I'm going to watch her do it. I'm not going to turn my back and neglect it. I'm going to
you're
be there.
Miss
but you're not encouraging
practice.
It.
I'm going to be there. I just think
you'll
it
miss
sucks.
Every practice you can possibly
Absolutely.
Miss.
Absolutely.
With every excuse possible.
100%. But I won't miss a game.
It's 8:28. Here's Dad.
And you know what? The two of you are looking at me like I'm some sort of... I'm not the only... Listen.
It doesn't matter that you're not the only one. The jails are full of people who aren't the only ones. You're not the only dad who doesn't want to go see softball, but you got to encourage her.
I am encouraging her.
Good.
For karate.
Go for it.
I'm encouraging her to go play lacrosse.
Oh.
Her cousin plays lacrosse. Let's
That's
go watch
great.
Your cousin play lacrosse.
Only
go
do what your cousin does.
Go swing a stick at somebody's head. I'm in. That I can get behind.
Of course. Here's that.
Southern State westbound.
2.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 8:33. JP's daughter has expressed interest, wants to play softball, got signed up and everything.
Signed up,
she's in.
In.
Very excited.
She's all in now.
Dad not nearly as excited.
Nope.
Tried to bribe her out of it.
I did.
Tried to discourage her, wants her to actually unsign up.
I don't think I tried to discourage her.
By bribing her not to play?
I just tried to
Which part of that isn't discouraging?
I didn't try to discourage her from playing sports. I tried to encourage
that.
Her to go in a different direction.
Right.
A more entertaining direction.
She's like, all excited to play softball, and you offer her money not to play? How's that not discouraging to an eight-year-old?
I offered her money to go towards lacrosse.
I can't bear to go watch you play the sport you really want to play. Here's $100.
I didn't say it that way, stupid. I'm not crazy.
That's the way I hear it.
Well, that's fine, the way you hear it. And you're the problem. You're exactly what's wrong with society. It's not about what was actually said. It's what you decided to read between the lines. And then you have a microphone.
I can't stand to watch you play that sport. I don't care how much you like it. I can't stand to watch you play. That's the underlying message.
You're not far off.
Ernie, what's up?
Hey, Raj, I don't know. It's not an issue of you can't catch a baseball, is it, JP?
I can catch
you
a play.
Want to have a catch with you?
I can catch a baseball. What are you talking about?
Okay.
Ernie, shut up, will you please?
No, that's what it sounds like. You're trying to talk him out of baseball.
No, I just find it extremely boring. Well, I don't like to watch professionals play baseball, never alone eight-year-old girls.
Again, yeah, I can tell. It's all about her. It's really obvious. It's all about her. Mm. Yeah. All right. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP.
You're lucky this song came.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 8:38. JP's daughter, Isabella, signed up for softball. 8 years old, ready to go. Very excited. Her father, not as much. Tried to bribe her not to play softball. She didn't take the bribe, though, so she's in. JP's not looking forward to it. Thinks the sport is boring. Doesn't want to sit there with the parents.
I don't know where this kid got principles from.
Good morning, BAB. What's
going
on?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I lived it for 10 years with my daughter. First of all, you got to deal with the mothers that think they know everything about baseball. You got the mom coaches. Then you got the kids that can't play, okay? Then you got to sit there in the rain on the tournaments for like 12 hours. It's a nightmare.
Hmm. You know what?
That's every sport, though. Yeah. It's not exclusive to softball.
It's not.
I know. But
it's salt. That's
the
problem.
The moms.
That's the salt in the wound, though. Is that, yeah, it happens with other sports.
Mm-hmm.
But this is softball.
I hear you, man. It's a nightmare.
Take care, man. Thanks for having my back. I was feeling awful lonely for a minute there.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. On rock station, Roger and JP. It's 8:43. My partner's daughter is going to play softball. JP, not looking forward to it. She's 8 years old. It's the very beginning, low skill time period. Plus, the bottom line is, he just doesn't like softball or baseball. That's really what it comes down to, right? Anything like that boring.
I'll go to a Yankee game. Yeah, you know, I'll go check out a Yankee game. But, the World Series, I won't even watch it because I have no connection to, I just don't think baseball.
The sport doesn't move you. The Yankees move you, but not the sport itself. So, softball doesn't move you at all. But girls softball, 8-year-old girls softball.
Dude, girls sports are tough to begin with, but now you take softball. It's like,
Randazzo's on the line, has a lot of passion for
Jesus.
Softball.
He's
His daughters have all played.
He's like the softball king of Corona this
time.
Yeah.
So, Randazzo, what do you got on the positive side? Go ahead.
Once they get to 11, 12 years old and they start knowing the sport and knowing how to play it, it's such a fast-moving game, so entertaining, that you, listen to me, you will be unbelievably satisfied with every single game that they play when they start understanding the game.
Yep, and that's only 3 or 4 years away.
Tony, would you say that you and I are a lot alike in many ways?
I would.
How do you deal with the parents?
First of all, we have a great group of parents. We party like we were 18 again when we're together, okay? The ones that were idiots, they were kind of pushed out, literally by the other parents. Okay, they were talked about. They sat. They made them sit somewhere else. And little by little, they just left.
Oh, so you're telling me that in softball there's bullying going on? Now you have my attention.
Oh, my God, without a doubt. Without a doubt. If the parents don't like you, they will somehow find a way to push you out.
There's an upside.
They don't want you there. They don't want you traveling with them. They don't want to party with you. They don't want anything to do with you. And I have no problem with that.
How old is your daughter's team?
My daughter is on the 18U. She's 16. She's going to be 17. She's on the 18U. Surge, Long Island Surge, who were with Farmingdale.
8 or 9 years,
I'm
gonna be there.
I'm going to go watch with you. You're going to take me to a game.
If you like sports, you're going to fall in love with this game.
You don't mind if I rent a van and watch with binoculars, do you? Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Later.
I kind of felt that was where you were going.
Too much.
So, I mean, there are a lot of positives, and the parents can be fun. No question. Especially when you get traveling and doing whole weekends of softball with tournaments all day, double elimination.
Dude, you hated it too.
I coached.
You did not.
I didn't hate it. I coached. I coached 4 years of softball, 3 years of basketball. It's all good. It's fun. And you teach them and the satisfaction. But as a parent, you watch your kid grow with the skill set and they get good and that kind of thing, like Tony was saying. You'll love it. When does the season start? She already signed up. Must be like end of March.
I don't know, dude.
Oh, right through the whole summer into fall softball. Winter League, Snowflake League.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be great. 8:46.
With the Rose. Hurry up, Ted.
LIE westbound heavy.